The Colson and Colson Gridiron Clash on WEOL.
Welcome back to Halftime Festivities as we continue on with our coverage of this great Week 5 matchup, the Avon Eagles taking on the Midview Middies at Ed Adelsberg Stadium at Midview High School. And if we're at the half of a Colson and Colson Gridiron Clash, that means it's time to hand out some awards. Our Student Athlete Award, courtesy of Stewart Appliance on Cleveland Street in Elyria, and the Veteran of the Game, brought to you by Lorain County Veteran Services. Up first, the head coach of the Avon Eagles, Mike Elder, for the second time this year. He gets the name of Student Athlete Award winner and a Veteran of the Game from his Avon Eagle football team. So, Coach, here we are in Week 5 tonight. Who have you selected first as the Student Athlete Award winner from Avon, courtesy of Stewart Appliance?
Our Student Athlete Award winner will be Corey Erzanski. Corey Erzanski has been a three-year starter for the Avon Eagles. Unfortunately, he lost a lot of his season last year as a junior to an injury, but he's back. Through that all and through all that adversity, he still maintained a level of consistency in the classroom where he's a 4.0 student. He scored extremely well in a standardized test, and he's looking to go on to play football and study at schools like John Hopkins University, Case Western Reserve, and University of Chicago. So these are all high academic schools. He'd like to eventually become a doctor and go to medical school, and anybody who knows Corey knows that when he sets his mind to something and has a goal, he usually will accomplish that.
Wow, that is an amazing story, because you think about what Corey went through just mentally, having his passion taken away from him and having to rehab and go through all that work and yet still maintain that level of excellence in the classroom. It really speaks volumes as far as the character of this young man.
Yeah, he's a great kid from a great family. His mom and dad are ultra supportive, and you know, everybody out there would want their son to grow up and be like Corey Erzanski. He's a fierce competitor on the football field. In the classroom, he's a fierce competitor who demands excellence from himself. And in the hallways, he's a good teammate and a good classmate. So, again, an all-around great kid.
Wow, that's a great story. So congratulations, Corey Erzanski. You are the Avon Student Athlete Award winner for tonight, courtesy of Stewart Appliance. And now, Mike, let's talk about your Veteran of the Game, brought to you by Lorain County Veteran Services. Who is the Veteran of the Game tonight for the Avon Eagles?
Our Veteran of the Game is our center, Pat Bader. Pat is a young man who was the heart and soul and the glue of our football program throughout this entire offseason. What makes it even more impressive is that last year, Pat was a guy who kind of rotated in on the offensive linemen, played JV football for us, but knew coming into this season we graduated everyone from our offensive line and that he needed to take on that leadership role. He did an outstanding job doing that, and he's a captain of our football team as voted on by his teammates, and he didn't become a captain until after all the hard work of the summer because of the way he conducted himself.
Coach, it's interesting, as we do these Veteran of the Game awards throughout the year, more often than not, coaches talk about linemen as their veterans of the game. And not to take anything away from those skill guys, they get a lot of print and a lot of coverage. But more often than not, coaches talk about real leadership in that interior line. And it sounds like Pat Bader kind of fits that bill.
Without question. You know, when it comes down to it, the offensive line and the defensive line are going to have a major outcome on the game. If your defensive line is not playing well, teams are going to run the ball effectively. If your offensive line is not playing well, you can't move the ball. Yet no one talks about them. So we as coaches understand their importance, and to get a kid like him who buys into his role, understands his role, and plays center, where quite honestly the only time you notice him when is when he does something bad. That's a tough task, but we love Pat Bader. He's been a great leader, and he's certainly a reason why we're 4-0.
Oh, those are two great stories. So congratulations to Pat Bader. He is the Veteran of the Game for the Avon Eagles. Again, Veteran of the Game brought to you by Lorain County Veteran Services. We'll hear these messages from Stewart Appliance on Cleveland Street in Elyria and Lorain County Veteran Services. And when we come back, DJ Shaw, the head coach of Midview, will name the Middie Student Athlete Award winner and the Veteran of the Game. That follows this on our Colson and Colson Gridiron Clash on WEOL and on our website, WEOL.com.